Foreman Scotty and Ray Rayner. But we've got a couple of guys now who want to join us on the ticket hotlines. They've got an idea for a new show. And the first guy that we say good morning to is someone that we all grew to know and love on the Mr. Peppermint Show. It's Muffin. Hi, Muffin.
Good morning, Mr. Peppermint.
Well, it's the Musers here. Good morning to you.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Musers.
And you want to do a show with this gentleman who joins us on the other ticket hotline. He's been in radio for most of his career, but now wants to move to television because he's desperately looking for a new partner. And this is, what's your name, sir?
Oh, boy, you can call me Mr. Cinnamon.
Okay, instead of Mr. Peppermint.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So that's the idea for your show, I take it, is the Mr. Cinnamon Show?
Well, yeah, it's Mr. Cinnamon and Peppermint Show. He's requiring co-billing here. And, man, I got to tell you, I'm in broadcasting right now. I don't want to say where. Mm-hmm. Not like anybody's ever heard of it, but I'm just looking to get rid of this partner I got now, man. He's just a total doucher. I'm doing a show with a doucher. I mean, the guy sounds like he's playing radio host, desperate to live that Reiner dream. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, we're not going to go into children's television.
That's right. Mr. Cinnamon's dance party.
So you're looking, Mr. Cinnamon, you're looking for a partner with broadcast experience like Mr. Peppermint's old partner here, Muffin.
Muffin, uh-huh, yeah.
That's right. This guy has a lot of experience, so I think he'd be pretty good. It's going to be a good show, man. Just a good show.
Yeah, we're going to have Sagan and, Mr. Cinnamon knows how to sing.
Oh, yeah, I definitely know how to sing. She had two babies. One was six and one was ten. Yeah. I don't want to wait.
Yeah.
You know, like that? We'll do those kind of songs?
Yeah.
I'll do all female songs, brother.
Yeah, we're going to do arts and crafts, and I think Mr. Cinnamon's also going to do some dancing, too.
Oh, yeah, I'll be doing some dancing. As you mentioned, arts and crafts, I'm going to show people how to make fun little things with just a razor and a mirror, and like construction paper projects.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
And we're going to have lots of puppets. We've already designed a lot of the puppets.
Yeah.
We're going to have Rhines, the horny wolf puppet.
Uh-huh.
He's going to, like, hump all the other puppets.
Okay, slow down.
We can't do that. It's a children's show. Yeah.
Then Richie, the douchewad puppet.
God.
He's always on the hunt for an open microphone.
Uh-huh. That's kind of an underdeveloped character right now. But we're going to play cartoons, too. We're going to have Donald Duck, Bugs Bunny, Family Guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a children's show, right?
Yeah, but we got to make people laugh, too.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have women in bikinis, because that's what people want, brother.
That's right.
They want girls in bikinis, and we're going to call the women of the show Mr. Cinnamon's Buns.
Uh-huh.
Sounds a little racy for a kid's show.
Oh, it's going to be real racy, brother. It's going to be great, and I tell you who's really going to like all of Mr. Cinnamon's Buns, and that's our Galloway puppet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it's a puppet that's like an old guy who smells like farts and mothballs.
God. Yeah, it's going to be good. It's Mr. Cinnamon, he's real good at telling jokes, too.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, tell him what, Mr. Cinnamon.
All right. Why don't blind guys skydive?
I don't know why.
Because it scares the crap out of a dog.
That's funny.
How can you tell when a woman's having a bad day?
I know, Miss Summer, how you tell her what's up about
it? Well, I'll tell you, kids. She has her tampon behind her, and she can't find her cigarette.
Okay, now, this is supposed to be a kid's show.
What's up, kids?
Hey, kids, what do you call a gay dinosaur?
I know what you call a gay dinosaur, Miss Summer.
A megasaurus.
Man, I told you he's good to tell jokes.
That's right, brother. Mr. Cinnamon's dance party.
Give us a call if you want us on your television station.
Okay.
You got big boobs. Let me hear from you.
That too.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
I don't know if that idea is going to work.
It's horrible. Can't subject kids to stuff like that. 848 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.